Welcome to Zichu Chumash Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and in this session we're learning the Simanim for Parshas Bahar and Bechukosai. So Parshas Bahar is just one parak, parak Chaf Hei, and it begins with the laws of Shemitah and Yovel. The rest of the Parsha details the halachos related to when someone is in financial distress. We learn about helping one redeem his field, his homes in walled cities, providing financial support without taking interest, how to treat him if he becomes your Eved, and what to do if he's sold to a non-Jew as an Eved. So call this perek the perek of Shemitah and Yovel and Kiyamu Chachicha. So being that there's only one simon of this parsha, we're going to incorporate the name of the parsha into the simon as well. So the simon for Chaf Hei is quarters. So the simon here is quarters roll down a mountain to the delight of farmers keeping Shemitah who are poor. Once again, quarters roll down a mountain to the delight of farmers keeping Shemitah who are poor. So that's our simon for Parshas Bahar. Quarters roll down the mountain to the delight of farmers keeping Shemitah who were poor. So you can imagine all these quarters rolling down and these Shemitah farmers are extremely happy collecting them. That's Parshas Bahar. Parshas Bechukosai is comprised of two prachim, Chavav and Chavzayin. The Perek Chavav presents the brachas of a result if we keep our end of the bris, from peace and prosperity to the Shechina dwelling in our midst. And then we have the extensive list of klalos, the extensive list of curses that will occur if we do not fulfill our responsibilities. So Perek Chavav is the brachos and the klalos. And then the Parsha and Chumash Vayikra conclude with donations made to the base of Mikdash. If one pledges the value of himself or another, that's Arachim. If one pledges the value of a field, how that is calculated, the redemption of things pledged. We also learn about the laws of Bechor and Maaseh Behema and Temura, substitute offerings. So we'll call this Perek the Perek of Arachim for short. So once again, Perek Chavav is the Perek of Brachas and Klalos, and Perek Chavzayin is the Perek of Arachim, of donations to the base of Migdash, and so on. All right, so now we'll go to the Simanim. So the Simon for Chavav is a military coup, So the Simon here is a war broke out, and the blessed nation was victorious over the one that was cursed. Once again, a war broke out, and the blessed nation was victorious over the one that was cursed. That reminds us of the brachas and the klalos. And then Perek Chavzayin, the standard simon is a kazoo. The kazoo is that toy instrument that kids blow into that makes a buzzing sound. And the simon here is the temple of treasury determined that the donated value of children who know how to blow kazoos is worth less than those that do not. Once again, the temple of treasury determined that the donated value, the arachin, of children who know how to blow kazoos is worth less than those that do not. Chazak, chazak, v'nitz chazek. All right, we've now completed the Simanim for Chumash Vayikra, all 27 prakim. So once again, a quick review of Bahar Bechukosai, Perichav Hei. The topic is Shemitah and Yovel. The simon is quarters. Quarters roll down a mountain to the delight of farmers keeping Shemitah, who are poor. And then Parshas Bechukosai is Chavav and Chavzayin. Chavav, the simon is a military coup. A war broke out, and the blessed nation was victorious over one that was cursed. And then Perichav Zayin is a kazoo, and the simon is the temple treasury determined that the donated value of children who know how to blow kazoos is worth less than those that do not. Hazak, hazak, v'nitz chazek. All right, so let me ask you a few little questions here. Which perik do we have the brachas and the klalos in? That's in perik Chavav. That's the military coup. A war broke out, and the blessed nation was victorious over the one that was cursed. Which simon do we learn about Shemitah and Yovel? That's in perik Chaf Hei, that's Parshas Bahar. Right? Quarters roll down a mountain to the delight of farmers keeping Shemitah who are poor. Good. Which perek do we learn about Arachim? That's in Perek. Perek Chaf Zayin. The temple treasury determined that the donated value of children who know how to blow kazoos is worth less than those who do not. All right, so that concludes our session learning the Simanim for Parshas Bahar and Bechukosai. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.